Marry for Revenge. Chapter 2109. Let's get off after the Ferris wheel completes one rotation, Freya said helplessly. Don't be scared. I'll come and sit with you. Ryan headed toward her. With that, the Ferris wheel shook twice. Freya yelled and wrapped her hands around his arm. She was so nervous that she did not dare look outside. Ryan extended his hand to hold her shoulders. With a gentle voice, he said into her ear, "Look at the night view." Bewitched by his voice, Freya looked down. Bang! Suddenly, beautiful fireworks were set off from the palace attraction. The two of them happened to reach the top of the Ferris wheel ride, so the fireworks were so close to them as though they were only a stone's throw away. Any woman would be fond of beautiful things. Freya had never seen such beautiful fireworks from such a high vantage point in her life. On this starry night, there seemed to be an extremely gorgeous galaxy around the two of them. Those red, yellow, blue, green lights, resembled daisies and flying comets on a blanket of darkness. "Is it pretty?" Ryan asked beside her ear. "Yup." Freya nodded in a daze. "Why are there fireworks tonight?" "Fireworks are set off at 8 o'clock every night," Ryan replied. Freya lowered her head and glanced at the time, which showed 8 p.m. sharp. At that moment, she seemed to grasp the point. She averted her gaze away from the fireworks and looked at the man beside her strangely. Was this planned? Ryan curled his lips. "Are you happy?" Freya nodded. Not only was she happy, but she was also blessed and touched. With such a splendid fireworks show, perhaps she would never forget a night like this. After all, no one had ever seemed to go the extra mile to do this for her. Not only did he go the extra mile, but he was also very romantic. She recalled feeling pleased and touched when Rodney gave her a present every morning that month. However, on second thought, did Rodney personally choose and buy those presents? It was probably not the case. In fact, someone would naturally help him buy those luxury items and do as he requested as long as he gave them orders. She had no idea why she would compare today's experience to her time with Rodney. Perhaps, it was because tonight's fireworks were spectacular. She even forgot about her fear of heights. She initially planned to get off after the Ferris wheel completed one rotation, but she ended up staying in the ride for two rotations. By the time she got off, the fireworks show had ended. She heard a female visitor beside her say, "Tonight's fireworks were gorgeous. They were quite different from what I saw from the videos online. They were more beautiful in real life." The visitor's boyfriend said, "They were more gorgeous than the shows I watched in Disneyland." When Freya was heading downstairs, she came across the female visitor again. The visitor looked at her and said with a smile, "How did you guys manage to book cabin 14 for the ride? That was marvelous. My boyfriend and I tried booking it a few days ago, but we couldn't." "Huh?" Freya was baffled. "What's so special about cabin 14? "Cabin 14 will be at the top of the Ferris wheel at 8 o'clock every night. That's when you can watch the first fireworks display. This is the most classic and romantic activity in the amusement park. I heard the couples who take a ride in that cabin will be together forever. A lot of people long to take that cabin, and there are more than 10,000 people who've tried booking it online," the female visitor explained as she smiled. Freya was stunned. She turned her head around and was about to ask Ryan about it. "Watch your step." Ryan hugged her. Only then did she notice that she nearly lost her footing.